gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
I'll tell you the Young Gravy. The Young Gravy version of this is pretty.
Oh my God. You did. Jesus. That Young Gravy.
Tell me,
I don't know.
Good,
I don't know why you're on that kick right now. It's just ridiculous.
Hilarious. You remixed this song. Never gonna give you.
Young Gravy is Hunter's new favorite guy. And I don't know how to feel about that. I don't know.
He's a great rapper. He's a great rapper.
Is he? Is Are we going to say great? Are we going to say great
rapper? Great rapper. I'm telling you.
Anyway, enough of Young Gravy. We're so far behind. We got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day. It is Young Gravy, two V's. Anyway, your topic of the day brought to you by Special Light Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring? A great place to grow with your career, grow with your company. Awesome starting pay, awesome benefits. Find out more, special-lite.com, and get started on that new career with Special Light. Again, special-lite.com. Find out more. Your topic for today, you can infinitely duplicate any one item you currently own. What do you pick? Now, let's just put this out there real quick. Because the easy answer is money, but again, like we mentioned, I don't think you own money, all right? You have money, but you don't own money, all right? So let's take money off the table. Okay.
I got three answers. I got a serious one off the bat. Insulin. That's an easy answer.
Oh, good answer. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If I could infinitely duplicate that, ooh.
Sadly, that has to be an answer.
For everybody.
Yeah. Or what about just in your body? I guess you don't own it in your body. Maybe you do, but yeah.
You don't really own it, you know? My other one, not kind of a serious answer, and this could go for anybody, like my cat. You know, I love my cat. I love the way that my cat is and what he does and everything about him. You know, if I could infinitely duplicate that, because I know every cat's not the same.
So, hold on.
It could go for your pets, I should say.
Maybe now, are you saying, like, okay, like you're just going to have like 80 cats running around right now? Or
like if he passes, I get, you know, it's the same.
Okay, so as he's getting older, you duplicate him. But are you duplicating then the old version of the cat? That's the question.
Yeah, pretty much.
But then you're always going to have an old cat that's just on the verge of death. Yeah. Or you could duplicate him now and then snuff out the other one.
Keep him around 3 years.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What are you doing with that pillow, man?
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
I get what you're saying, though. Yeah, I'm just trying to.
You know what I'm saying? All right, my last answer. You're going to love this one.
What?
That awesome, sick 2002 CRV that I drive. If I could infinitely duplicate that for the rest of my life, here we go. I'm going to drive that thing for the rest of my life, I think.
That's terrible answers. All of your answers suck.
What do you mean of that terrible answer? You're jealous of that car.
I'll take things I will never be jealous of
you know
for
what?
A thousand, Alex.
I was walking around it yesterday. There's a few rust spots on it. I'm getting a little nervous.
I cut myself on a rust spot on my truck, man. Good thing I'm up to date on my tetanus shot. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of memories in that CRV, buddy, so I get it. I get it.
But never getting rid of it.
Apparently not.
You know, so I got a Facebook message the other day from the wife, and she was like, hey, so our friends are offering a 2009 CRV for this much money. You know what I did? I deleted that message. That's offensive.
You say, hey, I'm blocking you for a while.
I'm off Facebook. Yeah, I'm done.
How dare you bring
You've
that
said
up?
A lot of bad things in your time, but this pushed me over the edge.
The CRV might hear you, all right? You're going to hurt his feelings. No, why don't you go and buy that new one, and you take yours, and you send it off the bluff, all right? Send it off the bluff.
Fat chance, buddy boy.
Put a brick on the gas. Put a brick on the gas and you just send that thing over the cliff. My God. All right, fine. Those answers are out there. We're going to leave it be.
250,000 miles. Boom. Still going.
If you could infinitely duplicate any one item you currently own, what do you pick? You're probably going to think my answer is boring, but here you go. Laundry detergent. You know why? Because I hate buying laundry detergent, all right? It's something as an adult you have to do, and you look at the prices, you're like, why is this much?
Here's what you do. Like, my mom, she's a part of, like, the sale or whatever. I think they do through the school or whatnot. And you can go and buy, like, just a pail of it.
Like and a it, big like, old bucket? Us
the just like one of those big old buckets. And it lasts us the entire year, pretty much.
It's one of seriously, when I buy laundry detergent, I buy, like, six at a time. So it lasts me the year or at least as long as it can. It's just I hate buying laundry detergent.
How much detergent do you put in the... You're supposed to put like one of those little cups, right?
I do the cup full, which is probably more than you need, but I just like, that's the cup, okay? That's what it is.
The serving size?
The serving size of it.
Do you use the beads?
No, I don't trust those. I don't trust those.
What do you mean you don't trust smelling good?
It just, it doesn't, I feel like it's just another money grab. Like, oh, put in these scent fresh release beads. Oh, it's a little beaten. No, I don't like it.
Okay, I'll give it an analogy. You know your buddy's house back in the day? You go over to this house and it always smelled like laundry. Why does your house smell good all the time? That's what it was. It was like the beads, or they had something back in the day. But that's what the beads do. They make your house smell that way, too.
I do cold, heavy, all right? Heavy load, cold water, and then I do delicate, dry, full cycle, perfect laundry every time. Smells great, all right? You do a little bit of detergent. You do some static thingies. I can't think of it.
Any laundry tips.
That's all you got to do. Look, we used to wash our laundry on a board, all right? On a board in a river, and then we'd hang dry it. And nowadays, you got the beads and the Tide Pods and God knows what else.
That's nice.
No, it's ridiculous. And it can't be good for the environment. All that crap we're flushing down. No way. You're killing sea turtles because you got to smell fresh. You got to smell like a summer's breeze in a cotton field. Get out of here.
Damn right, son.
No. Laundry detergent. I hate buying it. Quit taking my money. Ridiculous.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you on that answer.
We got some answers on Facebook. You can infinitely duplicate any one item you currently own. What do you pick? Jason said the ounce of weed that I bought on Saturday. Immediately out of it. There you go. Yeah.
Bag of weed for you.
Bag of weed for you. Weed for every. You get a bag of weed. Of weed. That's a good answer, though, because think about it. Right? You always got weed on you, man. Got weed on you.
It's another valuable. It's not cheap.
Let's see. Jonathan said my PS5, then sell them for just under retail price for a massive profit.
You know, will sell them too. People are still looking for them.
Yeah.
Somebody posted a picture of one at the store the other day, and the post blew up. Where is it? Is it still there?
Yeah.
It's like getting a Turbo Man.
Arnold, you've got to find the Turbo Man doll.
Impossible.
Let's see. Scott said my $6,700 bass clarinet. I want, clarinet. Scott, you need to play this bass clarinet for us. I want to hear you play this, all right?
Yeah, you know what, though?
Because if you have a $6,700 bass clarinet, you better rip on that thing, man.
Yeah.
You better yo-yo ma that.
Instruments are no joke.
No.
Like a saxophone? How much does a saxophone cost? All those levers and, you know, I'm telling you.
Levers and, but you obviously have never played a saxophone.
I really haven't.
All those levers and knobs and whatnot.
You know, all the knobs and.
Lucas had a good answer. Anyway, by the way, Scott, post a video of you playing that $6,700 bass clarinet because I want to hear that. Because if $6,700, again, you better play the hell out of that thing. Lucas sent a can of gas. Good answer. I like that, man.
Oh, it went up again. Filled up at the wrong time yesterday.
You got to watch those, man. You got to watch that.
Was it 380 something?
Now? I'm always baffled at how little attention my wife pays to pays the gas prices. Does your wife do that? Dude, ladies, just look at it drives me nuts. She's like, I don't know. I just fill it up. I'm like, no, pay attention to the prices.
God, so I did a live broadcast at the Sitco the other day, 50th anniversary. There we go. All right, here we go. Nice little shout out there. But I was asking them all the questions. You know, one of the questions I asked them, I'm like, if the competitor down the road drops the price, like, are you guys watching each other, or is it all just happened at once and you just went? She's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, we'll watch to see what they do, and then boom, boom. So it's by choice when you do it anyway. Yeah.
Gas isn't where they make the money. That's not that gas gets people there because everyone's got to fill up their cars. All right. Where you make your money is inside. I watched a really good documentary on it, and it's crazy how it's all set up.
The candy bars, and the fountain.
Like, there's people that literally make a living designing and redesigning gas stations for people because the gas gets them there, and then, like, oh, let's go in. And so that's, you get said, it's crazy, man. Big business. Uh-huh. Big business.
Really is, though. There's a lot more into it than I thought. I got a lot of info the other day. Yeah. It's great.
And go in there, get your gum, your pack of Luckies, soda. Mm-hmm.
Pack of Cheyennes.
Pack of Cheyennes. unfiltered 100s, all right? I want the big ones. Let's end with Nicole's answer. If you could infinitely duplicate any one item you currently own, what would it be? She said menstrual pad. Yee. That's an aggressive statement, Nicole. And ladies, I get it. Y'all get your periods. I'm not saying that periods are gross. I'm just saying that is a good answer, though, because those are expensive.
I mean, I don't can't relate.
Well, haven't you ever had to go buy tampons for your wife or any kind of womanly products?
I don't. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
You know what?
She's
one I don't.
Well stocked up.
You know what? I don't understand the
ammo belts.
She's got an ammo belt full of tampons. She's got a bandolier full of tampons. Is that what you're saying?
She is ready.
The one I never understood was the cup, the menstrual cup.
Hmm? Explain.
I was going to ask you, Hunter, if I gave you $100 right now, if you could explain a menstrual cup to me, do you think you could do it?
I ain't getting $100.
I couldn't either. And I feel fairly confident in my knowledge of the female. It's a cup.
Like a jockstrap cup?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it goes somewhere. If it's just, if it's, it's on a string. That's the one I never got to, all right? Or I missed in sex ed class.
Well, I don't need to know about it.
It's a cup. It's a ball in a cup. And the ball is attached to the string on the cup. Yeah, so ladies, if you get a chance, explain menstrual cup to us. I get how everything else works, but,
Email Brock. I'm good.
No, this is a group email, okay? I want everyone to know. We all got to be informed here because I'm not sure. Like, how big is the cup? Like, is it like a 12-ouncer? Because that seems like a lot. Jeez. Is it a little shot glass?
All right.
Are you uncomfortable enough?
I am. I'm uncomfortable. I'm starting to sweat.
We'll be back with more. Stick around.
Brock